Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Cisco Systems. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a tech giant that's been shaping the digital world for decades, you're in the right place. Cisco is a household name in networking and IT infrastructure, and today we're breaking down what makes this company tick, where it's vulnerable, and what could drive its future. Let's dive into a quick overview of recent developments, check out its performance, and then get into the meat of our SWOT analysis to see if Cisco deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, Cisco Systems operates at the heart of the tech sector, specializing in networking hardware, software, and cybersecurity solutions. They're a key player in enabling the internet as we know it, from enterprise solutions to cloud infrastructure. With a massive market cap and a global footprint, they're not just a company, they're an ecosystem. Recent news highlights their push into AI and security, which aligns with some of the hottest trends in tech right now. Performance-wise, Cisco has shown resilience with steady returns over the past year, though it's not outpacing the broader tech sector in shorter timeframes like the past month or 3 months. But hey, for long-term investors, it's the bigger picture that matters, and Cisco's consistent dividend yield is something to keep an eye on. Now, let's get into the latest earnings call from their second quarter of fiscal year 2025. The numbers are solid. Revenue hit $14 billion, showing they're still a powerhouse, and they're seeing strong demand for AI-driven solutions and security products. That's a big deal because it shows Cisco is adapting to where the market is heading. But there are whispers of challenges too, like potential tariffs and geopolitical tensions that could throw a wrench in their supply chain. With that backdrop, let's break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Cisco Systems. Strengths. Cisco's financials are rock solid. Their revenue streams are robust, with consistent growth reflected in recent income statements. That $14 billion in revenue from the latest quarter isn't just a number. It's proof they've got a diversified portfolio that keeps cash flowing. Free cash flow is another feather in their cap. With strong operating cash flow and manageable capital expenditures, Cisco has the flexibility to reinvest in innovation or reward shareholders through dividends and buybacks. Their latest cash flow statements show they're not just sitting on cash, they're using it wisely. Speaking of dividends, their yield is attractive for income-focused investors. It's a steady payout that signals confidence in long-term stability, which is gold for anyone building a portfolio for the next decade. Market position is a huge plus. Cisco dominates in networking and IT infrastructure, and their global reach, backed by a workforce of thousands, means they're embedded in critical systems worldwide. Their balance sheet reflects this with significant total assets and equity. Their pivot to high-growth areas like AI and cybersecurity, as highlighted in the earnings call, shows they're not resting on past laurels. They're actively positioning themselves in segments that could drive future revenue. Weaknesses. Let's not sugarcoat it. Cisco's growth isn't as explosive as some of the newer tech darlings. While their revenue is steady, the pace of increase isn't setting the world on fire. Looking at performance metrics over the past 6 months, they're lagging behind the broader industry's short-term gains. Debt levels are something to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's not negligible either. The balance sheet shows a chunk of liabilities that could constrain flexibility if economic conditions tighten. Margins could be better. While gross profit margins are decent, net profit margins aren't as impressive as some competitors in the tech space. This suggests there's room to optimize costs or push higher value products. Dependence on legacy hardware solutions is a bit of a drag. While they're moving into software and services, a significant portion of revenue still comes from traditional networking gear, which faces pricing pressure in a competitive market. Opportunities. The AI boom is a massive tailwind, and Cisco is jumping on it. Their earnings call emphasized strong demand for AI solutions, and if they can carve out a leadership position here, it could be a game changer for long-term growth. Imagine Cisco powering the next wave of AI infrastructure. That's a story worth watching. Cybersecurity is another goldmine. With threats evolving daily, companies are pouring money into protecting their data. Cisco's focus on security solutions positions them to capture a growing slice of this pie. Geographic expansion offers potential. Revenue breakdowns by region show they're already global, but emerging markets could provide the next leg of growth if they play their cards right. Their forward PE ratio suggests the stock isn't overvalued compared to peers, with analyst estimates showing a reasonable range between the high and low forward multiples. For value investors, this could signal a buying opportunity if growth accelerates. Cloud and hybrid solutions are still trending up. Cisco's expertise in networking makes them a natural fit to benefit as more businesses migrate to cloud environments. Keep an eye on how they leverage this shift. Threats. Geopolitical risks are real, as mentioned in their earnings call. Tariffs and trade tensions could disrupt their supply chain or raise costs, especially since they operate on a global scale. This isn't just noise, it could hit margins if things escalate. Competition in tech is brutal. Cisco faces pressure from both established players and nimble startups in areas like networking, cloud, and security. If they don't innovate fast enough, they risk losing market share. Economic slowdowns could hurt demand. Enterprise spending on IT infrastructure often takes a back seat during recessions, and Cisco's revenue could feel the pinch if budgets tighten. Industry performance metrics show the tech sector is volatile in the short term. While Cisco has held up okay, any broader sector downturn could drag them down, especially given their beta isn't exactly low, indicating some market sensitivity. Regulatory scrutiny in tech is always a wild card. Whether it's data privacy or antitrust concerns, any new rules could complicate their operations or force costly adjustments. So where does this leave us? Cisco Systems is a mixed bag, but honestly, that's what makes it interesting for long-term investors. On one hand, you've got a company with a fortress-like balance sheet, a nice dividend, and clear moves into high-growth areas like AI and security. On the other, there are headwinds, geopolitical risks, competition, and slower growth compared to some peers. For me, the key is their ability to execute on these emerging trends. If they can lead in AI infrastructure or cybersecurity, the upside could be significant, but they've got to stay nimble and manage those external risks. Looking at valuation, the forward PE ratio isn't screaming overpriced, which means there's room for growth if they deliver on their promises. For long-term investors, Cisco could be a steady compounder, especially with that dividend as a buffer. But I'd keep an eye on their debt and how they navigate the competitive landscape over the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on Cisco Systems. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on Cisco in the comments. Do you see it as a core holding, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.